that goes on to the pants part, and they open on the sides and buttons. Mm. And then they have suspenders that comes over and fastens up here to this bin.
A little metal thing.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Would you be more likely to say pants or trousers, referring to a man's, part of a man's suit?
Trousers.
All right, that's thinking of a suit.
Yeah.
Right? You say pants, what does that make you think of?
Work pants.
Okay. That coat won't fit me this year, but last year it me perfectly. Last year it won't fit me this year, but last year it
fit perfect.
All right. If a man starts to get married, his mother might look at his clothes and say, "Oh my goodness, your suit just looks terrible. You better go downtown and get yourself a
new suit."
All right. If you stuff a lot of things in the pockets of a jacket, like walnuts, you know, and it's kind of lumpy and uh-huh. sticking out, you'd say, "Look how those pockets
sag down
or
bulge out."
Okay. Never hear pooch out too?
Yeah, pooching out.
If you wash something in too hot a water, it's liable to
shrink it up. Draw it up.
I did that to a shirt yesterday, and it
drew up.
Oh, using shrink.
A shrink.
Yesterday, it
fit all right.
Well, thinking about using the word shrink.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Yesterday, it
shrank.
And it has always
shrunk up.
Okay. if you go outside in the winter without your coat, you might ask someone to go inside and
bring me a jacket. Sweater.
And he was very nice about doing it, and so he went inside and
brought my jacket.
And he has it many times to me. He has
handed to me.
Or brought.
Brought it to me.
All right. If a woman likes to go out and get ready for a party, or maybe stand in front of a mirror and do her hair and fix her face, you say, "Oh, she sure likes to
primp."
Suppose it you're referring to the fact that she loves to put on clothes and loves to get her
dress up.
All right, now when you say primp, does this mean clothes, or are you thinking more face and
well,
hair?
Well, you think more of the face and hair, I believe, don't you?
And dress up would
dress
refer
up.
More to.
Uh-huh.
Can you hear it say get dolled up?
Oh, yeah. Get all dolled up.
That's clothes, really.
Yeah.
Would you say a man likes to primp? Would you ever say a man likes to primp?
I don't believe men primp up as much as women.
What would you say about a man who stands in front of the mirror and fixes his hair? Anything like slick up?
Yeah, he's getting all slicked up. Would you say that?
Would you? I don't know what you're going to say.
I might say that. Primped up was... I don't know what you would say.
Okay, fine. Sometimes you'll carry something with you when you go out to carry your money in.
A purse.
All right. What is the one? Big pardon?
A purse, a billfold.
Okay. What about the thing that a woman wears around her wrist?
Watch.
Or
a bracelet.
And what around her neck? Little things all strung up together.
A necklace, a beads.
All right. Did you ever call that beads? A stir. I might say I've got a pretty a
string of beads.
All right. Did you ever hear that called a strand of beads?
Oh, I mean a strand of beads in place of string of beads. Yeah.
Okay. You mentioned the suspenders on a man's. Overalls. What did men used to wear if they didn't have a belt to hold their pants up?
Suspenders.
Or did you call it an old term for that?
A galluses.